Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
If you haven't already heard, it is Mental Health Awareness Week. We're asking the question, have you experienced loneliness or have you helped someone who was lonely? We'd love for you to get in touch with us on 9313 0985. Just some stats, right? Some new research has revealed that 4 in 10 Australians feel lonely on a regular basis.
Whoa, 40% of Aussies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a massive number.
On a regular basis,
and
which is crazy.
People don't often talk about feeling lonely.
No.
That's not a common subject.
Another stat here, 1 in 2 Aussies are too embarrassed to admit that they're feeling lonely. So there is a lot of stigma around that.
Because I think people can also often feel lonely despite being surrounded by people.
Yes,
like it's
totally.
Not, like the definition of loneliness isn't just when you are literally by yourself.
By yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
Because some people love being by themselves.
So oh, yeah.
It's perfect, yeah.
Introverts, unite.
They're all screaming. They're like, yes!
Unite separately.
Have you ever felt lonely?
Oh, definitely. And like I said yesterday about how I had postnatal depression after having my first child, and that was insanely lonely. I think you can everyone's always dropping over because there were always people coming over, helping out, you know, cooking meals, and you know, Ev was always there. But I still felt that people have been doing this for thousands and thousands of years, having kids, but they were still really isolating.
Yeah, and I have heard that. I think my sister went through the same thing, very very hard. For me, I think it was when I first moved here, because I didn't know anyone. It was actually loneliness in terms of there was no one else around. And I used to hang out for events such as, you know, going to church or meeting up to play soccer with a group. But outside of those 2 events per week, man, I was so lonely.
And it's funny you talk about going to church, because church is an amazing place. Like, if you are feeling lonely, so many connections can be made there. I know, like, my church, because I go to Riverview, they have, a community visitors scheme.
Yeah,
where
okay.
They go out and visit, or you can sign up to visit someone who's in an aged care facility.
Wow.
Which obviously, because there's a lot of people, older people in care who do suffer from loneliness. So it's such a great initiative of actually being practical, of practical ways you can help people who are lonely.
We'd love to hear from you. I mean, the stat show, 1 in 10 have experienced loneliness. We're definitely part of those figures. And, of course, 1 in 2 Aussies are too embarrassed to talk about it. So we thought, let's get rid of that stigma around being too embarrassed to admit, we've had times in our life where it has been lonely and we've really struggled. So we'd love for you to experience or share your experience with it. Give us a call on 9313 0985. We'd love to just find out what it was like for you and how did you get out of it? What was the trigger that helped you move forward? For me, it was obviously involving myself in more and more groups.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, I have a network of friends. That's kind of what helped me.
Yeah. Oh, even if you've helped people who have been lonely, what did you do? How did you help them?
We've got Fatima on the phone. Fatima, so good that you called us. How are you going?
Not too bad, Jazeel. Good day from WA. How are you?
Hey, Fatima, what has been your experience with loneliness?
My experience, Jazeel and Beck, through divorce in a country that didn't belong to me back then, it triggered to a lot of issues, And my band-aid was, being a rescue, was alcohol and drugs that I turned into it. And people around me used to say, if there's a problem there, come and talk. But the embarrassment, I didn't want to look like I was a failure because I used to wear different masks for different circumstances.
Right.
So people around me, they could see that I had an issue. But myself, I didn't want to admit there was something wrong with me, And when I realized, when I come out of the deep end, it was too late, but it was at the right time for me. When I acknowledged that I had an issue, then everything started to come easy. And believe it or not, you feel loneliness, Rebecca, Beck and Jazeel. Loneliness, it's always a purpose behind that triggers to loneliness and your inner self-acceptance. You don't feel lonely because you feel lonely. It's a lot of issues behind behind all those things, you know. So I went through alcohol and drugs, you know, and through a good group of friends, which I still love them to death. They're like, it's like my my family, extended family. They showed me in a way that it wasn't criticism. They were there ready for me day and night to listen my bad side, my good side. And at the same time, without me knowing, I opened a tin of worms that, you know, without realizing that what it was in my past, that was what was triggering for my loneliness, self-esteem, self-acceptance. Everything is coming in one, because you say loneliness, but mental issues, it's a lot of things combined. So I just find that through the people that I choose, first I had to acknowledge that, yes, I have an issue. I think I need some help. And believe it or not, I become to love the Word of God, because I got introduced to a group of friends, introduced me to the Bible, and what the Bible tells, that's why I call the Bible the book of my life. You know, when you put a washing machine together, you've got to follow the instructions. That's what I find in the Bible for me. So whatever it is, you put it, yes, people put it loneliness, but it's not. It's a group of a lot of things that come from far, far back.
Yeah,
I'm so glad that you sound like you're doing so much better now too. Thank you so much for like encouraging other people as well.
Yeah,
Beck, it's been 8 years. I haven't touched alcohol. I haven't touched drugs. I haven't touched cigarettes. You know, because I chose, when I say to God, come and cleanse me, renew my mind and renew my heart. He knew what to do, because I was sincere. I spoke to Him from the bottom of my heart. And for the last 9 years, I haven't touched. So it's just whoever is listening, that your awareness, which I like it, you know, on the 98.5, because you are absolutely tremendous. Your station, it's unique in what you're doing. You know, the support that you give to the people who are listening to you is tremendous. Believe it or not, it's nothing in vain. What you guys do,
it's
nothing in vain.
Well, thank you very much. That's so much. Thank you so much, Fatima. Like, it's nice having that encouragement for other people. And if something that you've heard today is maybe triggered something in you, or you want to talk to someone, then you can always call Lifeline on 13 11 14.
Thanks, Fatima, for sharing your story. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.